First round of U.S.-Iran summit talks on track is encouraging progress reported. By Simon Kent on June 22, 2026. Initial summit talks between the U.S. and Iran seeking to reach a final deal to end the war between the two countries ended Sunday night in Switzerland with encouraging progress, mediators Qatar and Pakistan say. The first round of negotiations began earlier in the day on the shores of Lake Lucerne and followed last week's initial agreement between the U.S. and Iran, as reported by Breitbart News. The roadmap to peace as signed by U.S. President Donald Trump is now progressing despite the critics, naysayers, and doomers predicting otherwise. The chief negotiators for the U.S. include J.D. Vance, the Vice President, Special Envoy Steve Witkoff, and Jared Kushner, the son-in-law of the president. Vance was quick to set out just what had been achieved at the end of the day. Iran is represented by Mohammad Bagher Ghalibaf, Iran's parliamentary speaker, and Foreign Minister Abbas Araghchi. Pakistan is one of the co-moderators and enthused the first day's efforts has achieved results and were conducted in a positive and enthused atmosphere. A key point in the statement outlines Tehran and Washington have set up a communication line to avoid incidents and miscommunication with the aim of safe passage for commercial vessels through the Strait of Hormuz. The Memorandum of Understanding signed last week includes a commitment to reach a final deal within 60 days, as well as an end to fighting on all fronts, including in Lebanon, and the reopening of the Strait of Hormuz, the BBC notes. Earlier, as the talks began in the Swiss city of Lucerne, Trump posted that Iran must immediately stop their highly paid proxies in Lebanon from causing trouble and threatened to hit Iran very hard again if they did not. Technical details underpinning the agreement between Iran and the U.S. will dominate all future talks. Follow Simon Kent on Twitter, follow @SunSimonKent or email to skent@breitbart.com.